glorify God, and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You ever get up in the morning after a long night, after dealing with a lot of stuff, and you can't hardly, you know, you get up and you sit on the side of the bed? And your body and your mind is telling you, go back to bed. Call in to work. Just don't go. But see, once you get stirring. Come on, once you start stirring yourself. Then you go in there and you get your coffee. And go to sleep. Then something starts stirring on the inside. You start waking up. Hello? Tell somebody, stir yourself up. Time to awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, that Christ may give you light. I'm glad this fight is fixed. See, this is a fixed fight. I just need to stir myself. Do you know your provision is already here? Do you know your way is already made? Do you know your battle is already won? Do you know God has already given everything you need? We have to stir ourselves along the way. Stir ourselves up. Stay buoyant. Stay buoyant in your mind. Hello? Amen. Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. Have not I commanded you? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever, wherever you go, the Lord is with you. Come on, tell somebody, wherever you go, the Lord is with you. Okay, I'm going to interact with you this service. Is that all right? Y'all need y'all to talk to me. Come on. See, we can create the environment, the atmosphere of stirring, of stirring. You know, remember the man by the pool Bethesda. 38 long years. And when the angel would come down and trouble or stir the water, he never got in. Jesus came to him and the man said, I have no one when the water is stirred to put me in the water. He was dependent upon someone else. And for 38 long years, he waited. You better stop waiting on somebody else. Come on. I'm not waiting on anybody. I'm going to stir myself. I'm going to stir myself up in the Lord. Every now and then, you and Jesus need to have a Holy Ghost party. All by yourself. In your prayer closet. In your dance hall. Amen. Well, ain't nobody else watching. What are you doing? I'm stirring myself up. Oh, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. He told him, I commanded you to be strong. To be strong. Now, before we go on with the positive, because I want to end up with that, let's look at the negative. What you need to stir yourself up against. The first rascal that we face is a spirit we call intimidation. See, Mr. Intimidation will try to belittle you. Make you feel small and insignificant, like you can't get the job done. I got news for you. You and the Holy Ghost are majority. Amen. I said, you and the Holy Ghost are a majority. That's all you need. Plus you have the host of heaven, the angels that work with you. But the first rascal is the spirit of intimidation. The one that makes you try to feel like a grasshopper. I'll tell you a story. I'm not bragging, but it might sound like I'm bragging. I only tell stories the Lord brings to my mind, because I got volumes of them. I was in eighth grade, and I remember being invited. I was a pretty fast runner in eighth grade. And I remember winning a regional at our school among the middle schools. And so I was invited to this large track meet. Now, this was interesting because, you know, I didn't know all about track and that. I just could run. When I got to this track meet, all the other contestants, they had track shorts, they had spikes, they had, you know how the track, they dress a little differently today than back then, but pretty much the same. I had a pair of blue jeans and an old pair of Chuck Taylors. Y'all know Chuck Taylor, right? I didn't know about all this, and we running on the track that has stripes on it. You know, and you had to stay in your lane. All I knew was running. I'll never forget the gentleman. His name was Fred Huff. He was the fastest in the whole region. And, he had the swagger and, the pride. And, and here I forget what lane I was in. And I was almost kind of ashamed to be even in the race because everybody else, cleats. And I'm thinking, cleats? I ain't never had no pair of cleats. But to make a long story short, I beat Fred Huff by, I don't know how they counted, maybe 2/10 of a second. Man, you talk about somebody being mad. But see, I didn't know really to be intimidated. I felt kind of shame, because I'm But when it came time to run, I did what I knew what to do. I got my lane. I just took off running, and I remember seeing him out the left side, right there, right behind me. Now I crossed. He was stretching too. See, I didn't know how to do all this stuff either. He was doing that. God is my witness. I beat Fred Huff. Some of y'all don't know Fred. Well, see, that's the first rascal you will meet. If you're not careful, you'll be intimidated. See, what you got to focus in on is what you do, who you are, whose you are. Hello? David told Goliath, you come against me with sword and spear and with all this heavy armor, but I come against you in the name of the living God. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He would defy the armies of the living God. David went with what he knew. And I'm telling you, saint of God, when you go what you know, it may not be equal to what they know in the world. Somebody with all that education, all that technology, and here you are, amen, working out of your garage. Eighth grade education. But see, they don't understand. You got God on your side. There's something inside of you that you can stir up, that can take you beyond the natural realm, beyond the natural limitations, give you wisdom beyond your years, give you strength beyond your age. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, stir it up. I'm declaring to some of y'all this morning, that's all you need. You don't need somebody helping you. You don't need somebody patting you on the back. You don't need to spend 10 hours in prayer. You don't need a 40-day fast. What you need is to stir yourself up. Just stir yourself on up. Don't think to contemplate. Lock in on the vision. Say, this is the way it's going to be. God said it, that settles it. That fella called intimidation. I don't have enough. I don't have the education. They're bigger than we are. They outnumber us. Gideon had 32,000 to start with. There was 100,000 Midianites. He got 32,000. God said, you got too much. He didn't say you don't have enough. He said, you have too much. There are too many, Gideon. Test these. Right away, he said, all that are fearful and afraid, go home. 22,000. I wouldn't want to go to battle with them anyway. You out there fighting, you wonder where all the army at? They hiding somewhere. No, send them home. 22,000. He said, Gideon, you still have too many. See, come on, this is wisdom. This is how God will give you how to pull down Mr. Intimidation. When the odds are so stacked against you. Come on, see the situation with Brother Ernest got so intense that the anger came up out of him. See, it forced something to stir. He couldn't just say, if the Lord will, he does. If the Lord does, if it happened, it happened. If they take it, no. Something happened that stirred something. Hello? See, sometimes people don't like strong preaching or don't like people speaking into their life because they don't want them hitting something. See, the thing about Jesus and the thing about Paul and many other disciples, wherever they went, they were either heralded as they thought Paul and Silas were gods. But then when they found out they weren't gods, they tried to kill them. Everywhere Jesus went, they either heralded him as Messiah, as a Hosanna, or kill him. There was no in-between. But see, we like the in-between. We like to be under the radar. I got news for you. I told y'all last week. Some of us, God getting ready to make you stand out. Ain't no way around it, whether you like it or not. I don't care if you do think you shy. You better get over that shyness. God getting ready to make you stand out. You're not going to be able to hide. You're not going to be blended in there. No, God going to put you out front. People are going to be looking to you. People are going to be emulating you. People are going to be questioning you. People are going to scrutinize you. God going to put you out there. You better get ready for it. Hello? And any little flaw, they're going to jump on it. You better get ready to know how to handle some criticism. Because I said, God's going to push you out front. Amen. Somebody say intimidation. Number two is the spirit of hindrance. The spirit of hindrance. These are wrestlers we got to deal with. Oh, I love it. Satan, you're a liar. Get behind me. Spirit of hindrance. See, well, let me go back to the spirit of intimidation. See, because this is what he does. If you recall, Saul and those, the army, the mighty men of Saul were paralyzed by fear. Intimidation will try to paralyze you. Intimidation, listen to me. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm anointed. Every saint of God is anointed. We're not talking just bishops and apostles. No, every saint of God is anointed. And the same anointing that raised Jesus from the dead is in you and will quicken and give life to your mortal body.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 29 of The Faith Crisis, Stir Up the Gift. Fear is a weapon used by the enemy to try to intimidate the saints of God. The Bible has over 300 passages about God encouraging his people not to fear. Intimidation attempts to make you feel small or less than what God has created you to be. This spirit makes every effort to paralyze your movement. To combat this attack, saints must focus on who they are and whose they are. Speak the word in the midst of your situation and create an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to work. You cannot be defeated. Tell the enemy you will not quit.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.